Long ere the morn expect the return of Apollo from the ocean queen. Before the creak of the crow or the break of the day in the welkin is seen. Bountedidilia cheerfully makes to the chase with his bugle clear, and nimbly bounds to the cry of the hounds and the music of his career. Oft doth he trace through wood, park, and chase, when he mounteth his steed aloft. Oft he doth run beyond far his home, and deceiveth his pillow soft. Oft he expects, yet still hath defects, for still he is crossed by the hare. But more often he bounds to the cry of his hounds, and doth thunder out his career. Hercules hunted and spoiled the game wheresoever he made his sport. Adon did hunt, but was slain by the same through Juno's bad consort. Nephthali too did the hart overgo, and he purged the forests there. When his horn did redound the noise to the hound, he did thunder out his career. Now bonny bay with his foam weareth grey, deep grey waxeth bay with blood. White lily tops doth send for the caps, black lady makes it good. Sorrowful Wat, her widow's estate, forgets these delights to hear, and nimbly bounds to the cry of the hound, and a thunder out his career. Hills with the heat of the galloper's sweat revives their freezing tops. Dale's purple flowers the spring from the showers which down from the rowels drops. Swains they repast and strangers they haste, no neglect when our horns they hear. To see a fleet pack of hounds in a sheet and the hunter in his career. Thus he careers o'er the moors, o'er the meres, over deeps, over downs and clay, till he hath won the day from the sun and the evening from the day. Sports then he ends and joyfully wends home to his cottage where frankly he feasts both himself and his guests and carouseth to his career. Early in the morn, when the night's overworn, and Apollo with his golden beams, the day star overtakes, and Cynthia forsakes, to frolic with his silver streams. We with our delights, and the haggard in our flights, that affronts the celestial sphere. With lures and with trains, we gallop o'er the plains, to behold our cancer clear. From the feast she goes, and her nimbly throws, to outfly the whistling wind. Onward still, amain, over bush, over plain, till her geldingin faintly she finds. An upshot then she makes, till the clouds she overtakes, her ambition rests not there. But mounting still, she flies like a phoenix in the skies, and comes down with a cancer clear. Mounting in the sky to the shape of a fly, like a spark of elemental fire. Upward then she tends to make good her place amends, till the retreat gives her desire. No swallow, no dove, their clipping wings can move like her when in the clouds they appear. She comes down from above like the thunderbolt of Jove, and doth stop with a cancer clear. Both young and old prepare to the sport that is so rare, from their weary labor coming for to see, lifting up their eyes from the plains to the skies, where the wonders of the welkins be. The spirits of the air in huddles do repair, the music of the bells for to hear, and quickly fly apart, affrighted at the heart, when she stoops to the cancer clear. The mallard with complaints in her golden feathers faints, while the haggard with the coy disdain, triumphant in her prey, concludes the evening grey with a pleasant and a lovely gain. Homeward then we wend, and the twilight then we spend in discourse our delights to hear. We taste the quail we killed, and carouse in what is filled, which goes round with a canzer clear.